The sacred texts say that after 40 days, the truth came to Siddhartha in stages. During the first night watch, he achieved insight into all his past lives. During the second night watch, he discovered the coherence of cyclical existences, the law of cause and effect, the movement of karma. During the third and last night watch, he conquered the four mental poisons: sensual desire, attachment, wrong views, and ignorance. That evening, under a full moon of the month of May, at the age of 35, he attained enlightenment, awakening, supreme knowledge, nirvana.
Nirvana began as a songwriting partnership between Irish musician Patrick Campbell-Lyons and Greek composer Alex Spyropoulos. On their recordings, Campbell-Lyons and Spyropoulos supplied all the vocals, while the instrumental work was primarily undertaken by session musicians and an orchestra, with Campbell-Lyons providing a little guitar and Spyropoulos contributing some keyboards. In October of 1967, Nirvana released their first album, a concept album produced by Chris Blackwell, and called The Story of Simon Simopath. It was the first album released by Blackwell's Island Records. That same year, 1967, is the year that Kurt Cobain was born. Nirvana performed on French television with Salvador Dali, who splashed black paint on them during their performance of their second single, Rainbow Chaser. Island Records allegedly sent the artist an invoice for the cleaning of Sylvia Schuster's cello. The cello became an important part of the Nirvana sound. In 1968, they released a second album, All of Us, but then a third album, Black Flower, was rejected by Blackwell and Island Records. It was eventually released under the title To Marcos III, supposedly named for a rich uncle of Spyropoulos who helped finance the album. It came out in 1970 on Pi Records in the UK, but supposedly only 250 copies of the album were pressed before it was deleted. In 1971, Spyropoulos quit the band, but Campbell-Lyons continued, releasing two more albums as Nirvana, Local Anesthetic in 1971 and Songs of Love and Praise in 1972. It was 20 years later that another band called Nirvana came to the attention of Campbell-Lyons and Spyropoulos when Spyropoulos heard Smells Like Teen Spirit on the radio and the DJ say it was a band called Nirvana from Aberdeen. He originally thought they meant Aberdeen in Scotland. Determined to keep ownership of their name, Campbell-Lyons and Spyropoulos moved to Los Angeles in 1992 and sued the band and the record label. The matter was settled out of court, an agreement which apparently allowed both bands to continue using the name and issue new recordings without any disclaimers or caveats to distinguish one Nirvana from the other. Everett True claimed in his Nirvana biography that DGC, the record label, paid $100,000 to the original Nirvana in order to permit Kurt Cobain's band to continue to use the name. It was only a matter of weeks after the situation was resolved that Nirvana recorded their iconic MTV Unplugged performance, and they brought out a cello player. It seems like this might have been Kurt Cobain's defiant response to the lawsuit. As Campbell Lyons pointed out, the cello was our trademark. They were taking the piss a little bit. We already heard Pentecost Hotel by the original Nirvana. Now let's hear another song from their first album, from 1967. This is called Satellite Jockey.
Out into space for the space of a year. Favorite companion will always be near. You and your lady have left us today. Satellite jockey has gone away and away and away. Satellite jockey out for a year. You and your lady, favorite companion, will always be near. Show us the way. How long can they manage together? Up in the stormy weather. Together up in the stormy weather. Will always be near. You and your lady have gone away and away and away. Satellite jockey out for a year. You and your lady, favorite companion, will always be near. Show us the way. Satellite jockey out for a year. You and your lady.
Up next is a band called New Edition. Not the Boston boy band formed in 1981. This New Edition was an 11-piece pop rock dance troupe formed in Britain in 1975. The song we're going to hear, Sunshine Saturday, was eventually used as the theme song for a BBC TV series called Seaside Special.
Monday, I for sunshine Saturday.
Up next, we have a band called Oasis. Not the UK band famous for its feuding brothers. This Oasis was a touring group for Youth for Christ. The best-known member of the group was Scottish vocalist Sheila Walsh, who later became a co-host on the 700 Club. Let's hear the title track from their second album from 1977. This is Oasis and Smile for the Sun.
Listen to the rage and the crying.
This next song is by Kid Rock. Not the insufferable trust fund douchebag who is actually from Romeo, Michigan, a posh suburb 45 minutes away from Detroit. No, this Kid Rock was the vehicle for a British songwriter named Tony Taylor. He was trying to put together an album of kids' music, but it never happened. But he did release this single in 1972 on Pink Elephant Records. It's called Ice Cream Man.
Riding down the road like a giant toad in rubber boots. All the little children, they run to him, it's the ice cream man. Sticks his sticky fingers up and grabs their loot. In return, they get a wave or two from the ice cream man.
Give me some ice cream man for me, vanilla, choked or strawberry. Oh, oh, oh. Give me some ice cream man for me, vanilla, choked or strawberry. Oh, 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 oh.
Waiting in the dark outside the park in his yellow cart. All the little children leaving school see the ice cream man. Spend their pocket money on some slushy grub. In return they get a wafer or two from the ice cream man.
Up next is a band called The Eagles. Not the cocaine-fueled country rock phenomenon. This Eagles was a Jamaican vocal group formed by Ja Lloyd and Carlton Brown. Let's hear a great 1972 single by The Eagles. This is called Your Enemy Can't Hurt You.
Yeah.
This next group is called the Supremes. Not the legendary Motown hit machine. This Supremes was formed by two young East High School students from Columbus, Ohio, Bobby Isbell and Eddie Dumas. They were soon joined by fellow classmates Forrest Porter, Jay Robinson, and Eddie Jackson. Bobby Isbell tells the story of how the group got its name. Quote, "It was a cold winter night in late 1954, and we were all keeping warm with a bottle of Bourbon Supreme. We were just starting at the bottle when we realized the Supremes would be a great name for the group. The Supremes it has been ever since." From 1954 to 1957, the group sang in and around Central Ohio. They were still in high school. But after graduating, they moved to Florida, ended up signing with Ace Records, and put out a single in 1957. This is a legendary doo-wop song by the Supremes called Just For You and I.
Comes up and the moon rolls by. I count each and every star, just wonder where you are. While the moonlight sings a lullaby, darling, just for you and I.
Next, we have a group called Pantera. Not the hair metal turned thrash band from Dallas. This Pantera was a female duo from Germany who put out one dance single in 1978 called I Confess.
I confess, I give myself to him. I confess, I give my love. I live a lie each time again.
This next band is called Cinderella, not the killer hard rock band from Philadelphia. This Cinderella was a folk rock group from the Netherlands featuring a trio of female singers. They released one single in 1971. This is a really cool song by Cinderella called From Town to Town. Up next is a band called The Runaways. Not the pioneering female rock band out of Los Angeles. This Runaways is another band from the Netherlands who released one single in 1970. Check it out. This is The Runaways and Where We Came From.
Where we came from.
This next band was called The Misfits. No, not the iconic horror punk band from New Jersey. This Misfits was a garage band from Belgium. They put out one single in 1971. We're going to hear the B-side by The Misfits. This is called You Really Want Me. Up next is a band called The Strokes, not the derivative and boring, in my opinion, New York City band successful in the early 2000s. This Strokes was a British post-punk band who released one single in 1979, and we're going to hear the B-side called Whatcha Gonna Do.
I'm back.
Up next is a band called Disturbed. Not the horrible new metal garbage from Chicago. This Disturbed was a UK post-punk band who released one single in 1979. Let's hear it. This is called I Don't Believe by Disturbed. Up next, we have a band called The Offspring. Not the very lame, but somehow hugely popular at one point, pretend punk band. This Offspring was a British band who released one single on RCA Records in 1972. This is a very cool song by The Offspring called Windfall.
Cold sun stream through the window, bathed in gold, but still I lay. Would have slept forever if I had not made today. Soft her hands stroked me gently, brushed the stray hair from my brow. Lips laid on my temple, then I knew I loved her now.
You are my lucky windfall, every time that you call, I can rely on you to stay. You are my lucky windfall, every time that you call, I seem to see all the way.
Warm fingers traced a pathway from my head down to my heels. Drowsy half awareness, still I sense the way she feels.
You are my lucky windfall, every time that you call, I can rely on you to stay. You are my lucky windfall, every time that you call, I seem to see all the
This next band, an Australian band called the Velvet Underground, formed in Newcastle in 1967, the same year that an American band called the Velvet Underground released their first album, The Velvet Underground and Nico. The other Velvet Underground were a five-piece band, very popular locally. Their crazy frontman, Steve Phillipson, would dose himself with lighter fluid and light himself on fire during their shows. In 1969, the band relocated to Sydney, Australia, and eventually released a single on the Australian label Festival Records. Came out in 1970. The A-side was a cover of the Jefferson Airplane song Somebody to Love. The B-side was a cover of the Love song She Comes in Colors. At some point in late 1970 or early 1971, frontman Steve Phillipson left the group. The remaining members began looking for a new singer and an additional guitarist, and in 1971, they recruited two relative unknowns to fill the spots. Andy Imla became their vocalist, and Malcolm Young became the second guitarist in the band. They played some gigs, still mostly cover tunes, but by 1972, they had broken up, and Malcolm Young would go on to form a band with his brother Angus called AC/DC. Let's hear that single by the Velvet Underground, the Australian band. This is before Malcolm Young joined the band. This is their version of Somebody to Love.
when the truth is found to be alive, yes, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you like somebody to love? You've got to find somebody to love.
Iron Maiden was a hard rock band from Basildon, UK. The band was formed by singer Steve Druitt and guitar player Barry Skeels in 1968. They were originally called Bum, and they were originally managed by Len Green, Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac's brother. They signed to Gemini Records, and nobody at the label liked the name, Bum, so they changed it to Iron Maiden and put out one single in 1970. Let's hear the A-side from that single by Iron Maiden. It's called Falling.
Falling. and kicked me out. I hadn't done a thing. They told me not to come back. Don't see the fire dancing. You contaminate the air you breathe. You menace all our lives. You preach your cult and rape our girls, and then you spread your lies.
Up next is a band called Heart. Not the iconic 70s rock band from Seattle, but this band called Heart was also fronted by a female singer. They released three singles on EMI in 1973 and 1974. This is a song by Heart called Love Maker. There were at least four bands called The Knack that released records. There was even a different band in Los Angeles called The Knack in the 60s. They released a few singles. And there was a UK garage band called The Knack, of which the Gervitz brothers, later of Gunn and Three Man Army, were members. But the other Knack that we're going to hear right now was a Dutch pop band that released three singles in 1976 and 1977. We're going to hear the B-side from the first single by the Dutch Knack. This is called Always. This next band was called Poison. Not the questionably talented glam metal band originally called Paris. This band called Poison was a 9-member funk band. They released one album in 1976 on Roulette Records, the label most famous for Tommy James and the Shondells. The Poison album was called On Our Way to Number One. They didn't quite make it. Let's hear a song from that record by Poison. This is called Get Up and Move Your Body. We'll be right back.
time is set, the time is right, now it's up to you.
Get on up and do your thing, whatever you can do.
So get up, get up, get up and move your body. Get up, get up, come on, let's have a party. Get up, get up, get up.
Up next, we have a group called Public Enemy. Not the hip-hop legends. This Public Enemy was a British oi punk band. They released one album in 1986 called England's Glory. The band was later joined by a new singer called Paul Burnley, and they became a Nazi skinhead band. But they were not a Nazi band when they released their one album, England's Glory, in 1986. Let's hear a song from it. By Public Enemy, this is called No Respect. Up next is a band called Anthrax. No, not the thrash band famous for working with Public Enemy. This Anthrax was a British punk band, released a couple of EPs in the 80s. We're going to hear the first song from their second EP, which was called They've Got It All Wrong, came out in 1983. This is a song by Anthrax called PPB. We'll be right back. Up next is a band called Warrant. Not the Sunset Strip pop metalers. This Warrant was a German speed metal band formed in 1983. We're going to hear the first song from their first EP, which was called First Strike. Came out in 1985. This is a song by Warrant called Satan. Up next is a band called New Order. Not the UK band that arose from the ashes of Joy Division. This New Order was an American proto-punk band based in Los Angeles, formed by guitar player Ron Ashton after the Stooges broke up. They recorded some demos in 75 and 76, some of which were eventually released in 1977 by Fun Records, distributed by RCA. That record was reissued in 1987 with a different cover and called Declaration of War. Let's hear a song from it by New Order. This is called Rock and Roll Soldiers.
Soldiers, so long ago, to keep rock and roll alive.
1972, Wayne County formed the band Queen Elizabeth, an influential glam proto-punk band. They signed with Main Man, David Bowie's management firm, and $200,000 was spent to film a stage show called Wayne at the Trucks in 1974. But they failed to land that elusive record deal. Queen Elizabeth broke up, and Wayne County moved on with a new band, a backup band, called the Backstreet Boys. They recorded 3 tracks for the Max's Kansas City compilation album, which also featured Suicide, Pere Ubu, Cherry Vanilla, and The Fast. And their song, Max's Kansas City, was released as a single in 1976. So this is a song by Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys. It's called Max's Kansas City.
From me and get ready for the big parade. Is the place to be. Every night's a happy holiday. The kids are jumping around, everybody's doing loop-de-loop, just a making the rounds like a speed freak in a telephone booth. The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. You got a personality crisis, baby. Down at Max's
Kansas City,
all the boys are
Max's Kansas City,
all the girls are Smith, she's the stagger knee of rock and roll. She threw a 7 and 11, and she always knows which parts to hold. And I see Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, they're just a-getting higher and higher. Give those boys one more drink, and they're gonna set the place on fire. Go get 'em, boys! The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Bad girl just looking for a kiss. Down at
Max's Kansas City,
all the boys are
Max's Kansas City,
all the girls are
Kansas City,
all the stars are
Max's Kansas City,
down at Max's. Blondie's all in a buzz, she's on the cover of the New York Rocker. D.D. Ramone strips his bass to the bone, he's a blitzkrieg bopper. The Heartbreakers are gonna give you a taste of going steady with pirate love. And you better watch it, because my Backstreet Boys are gonna rip you apart. Rip them up, boy. The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Trash, pick it up. You don't wear it. That's right. The girls are
Max's Kansas City,
all the stars
Max's Kansas City,
down at Max's. Now I ain't talking about San Francisco, and I ain't talking about Los Angeles, and I ain't talking about Detroit City. I'm talking about New York City. down at Max's, Kansas City, baby. Hey man, what's happening? Where you going tonight? Well, I think I'm gonna go down to Max's and check out a couple of rock and roll bands. Oh yeah? Who's playing there these days? Well, there's the Heartbreakers, Cherry Vanilla and a Staten Island Band, Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys, the Fast, Para Ubu, John Collins, Para Toledo, Suicide, the Ramones, Blondie, the Dolls, Television, Talking Heads, August, Fuse, Mom, the Poppies, the Marbles, the Planets, the Miamis, Just Water, Tough Dart, Dale Bread, Richard Hale, Lance Loud and the Mumps, Another Pretty Face, and Mink DeVille, and phew. Oh yeah, they got this new group that everybody's talking about called the Psychotic Frogs. Hey, wait, just a minute. There's just one more thing I forgot to tell you. You better not forget to bring your masquerade mask and your ego trip, because you're gonna need it when you go down to Max's Kansas City, baby. That's right!
Lucky Hill was a country singer from Texas and also a radio DJ, and in 1954, Lucky Hill released 278 records with a backing band called the Rolling Stones. I don't know who was in the Rolling Stones, but they were calling themselves that at least 8 years before the British band formed. So let's hear a song by Lucky Hill with the Rolling Stones from a 1954-78. This is called I'm Wondering. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
The performer later known as Jumpin' Gene Simmons was born Morris Eugene Simmons in Mississippi, not far from Elvis's hometown of Tupelo. He took up the guitar as a child after his two sisters brought one home, and began a professional music career at the age of 15, playing with his brother Carl at local dances and on the radio as the Simmons Brothers Band. It was around this time that he met Elvis Presley while visiting one of Elvis's cousins. A quote from Gene Simmons, "I didn't know who this fellow was. He was real shy. I thought he looked weird. Greaseback hair, tight pants, all that. Hipper than we country boys." A short time later, Elvis's early manager, Bob Neal, booked the Simmons Brothers Band to open a show for Elvis in Tupelo. Simmons asked Elvis for some help, getting him an audition at Sun Studios, and he eventually recorded 15 songs there, and Sun Records released two singles by Simmons. The rest of the songs that Gene Simmons recorded at Sun Studios in the mid-50s would trickle out later on, and we're going to hear one right now. And seeing as this is an episode where I play songs by bands or artists with the same name as other more famous bands or artists, this is an incredibly fitting song to play by Gene Simmons, because it's called Money, Money, Money.
Well, that one thing that people think is sweet is honey. It's old cold cash and they call it money. Yep.
Money, money, all that greenback money, money, drinking all that money, 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 that's all I need.
I don't really know, but I've been told that a millionaire's money will soon grow old. Yep.
Money, money, all that greenback money, money, drinking all that money.
Looking through my little baby's eyes, I see a dollar more, I can't do me a good surprise.
Money, money, all that feedback, money, money, a great big call sack, money, 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 that's all I need.
Guys, they'll play you for a heel, they'll cheat, they'll lie for a rusty dollar bill. Yep.
Money, money, all that feedback, money, money, the great big call sack, money, 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 that's all I need.
Well, some of these days when you grow old, what you gonna do with all that cotton picking gold?
Money, money, all that feedback, money, money, the great big call sack.
Water bill and the rain is overdue.
Money, money, all that greenback money, money, a great big call sack, money, 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 that's all I need. Money, money, all that greenback money, money.
Be back.